Just a couple days away from Nebraska's road trip to Indiana. First time as an underdog all season. We're joined by Husker Lion Sean Kelly. And Sean, if we go back to August, and I told you to fast forward to October 19th, and Nebraska was a six-point underdog to Indiana, what would you have said at that point?
Well, I'd be a little surprised. I mean, I always thought the spread was going to be, you know, 3 to 7 points either direction. But, you know, Indiana, you can say you're surprised they're 6-0, but when you look at their schedule, they've not played a tough schedule. I mean, they've only been on national television one time in 6 weeks, which is pretty hard to do for a Big Ten team. Right? Usually you're going to have one game that gets more games than one that gets picked up by the networks. So they're an unknown 6-0, I think, for a lot of America. But what we do know are their stats. I mean, they're one of the few teams, if the only team, ranked in the top 10 in both offense and defense nationally. And they've blown everybody out. And, you know, so that you can criticize their schedule, but they've done what they are supposed to do. And, you know, in some ways, they remind me a little of 2007 Kansas.
Okay.
You know, that team, a lot of people didn't respect, and then they just kept winning every week. And to go look at their non-conference schedule from 2007 Kansas that year, and they just kept winning. And they, you know, by the end of the year, they were 11-0 going to the Missouri game and lost that game, and then ended up winning the Orange Bowl. But, you know, this is a team I think that could really keep going and find themselves to maybe 9 or 10 wins.
Well, there you go. I mean, you just showed Indiana quite a bit of respect there. In this game, Sean, do you expect a shootout? Is this a shootout game?
I don't know if Nebraska is built for a shootout, and nor do I think they want that style of a game. I mean, we've seen, you know, games this year where it looked like the Colorado game, it looked like they're destined for 40 plus points, and they stopped at 28. The Purdue game, they should have scored probably more than they did, and it was 28 points. So, I what is that magic number for Nebraska to win a game like this? Is it 28 points? Is it 34 points? I just don't see a shootout where it's two teams in the 30s. I just don't know if Nebraska's style they play will dictate that or allow that. So we'll see. But, you know, I see something more 31-27-ish type of score if I had to analyze how it's going to go either way.
What concerns you most about Indiana, Sean? Is it a particular part of their offense? Is it defense? What scares you most in this game?
Oh, just their offense and, you know, how they can keep you off balance. I mean, they do a lot of zone read and RPO type plays that your discipline has to be there on defense. And Rourke is a very experienced quarterback who's played a lot of college football. He's a big-bodied kid at 6'5", 225. So, you know, he'll do a lot of things. And, you know, I think it will test the eyes and the discipline of the Nebraska defense. And they've had 2 weeks to study Nebraska's defense. So, you know, they're going to have some ideas of the tendencies and things that they're going to go at it. But at the same time, Tony White's had 2 weeks too. So what new wrinkles? We saw Tony White the last couple of weeks he's already kind of retooled his scheme a little bit since the Illinois game and some of the different things they've done. How will they come at Indiana maybe with a couple new different wrinkles the Hoosiers might not be expecting?
Besides Nebraska's defense, which is a given in this question, what makes you most confident about Nebraska's chances to, I'm going to say it, to pull off the upset?
Yeah, it's hard. Upset, I always think of it as being like a major underdog, and I don't look at Nebraska as like a major underdog.
No, I think, like that, yeah.
Well, they're a road underdog. I mean, this is kind of if this game's in Lincoln, Nebraska's favorite. I truly believe that.
You think so?
Yes, I do. I do. I think it's a home field, and there's that, it's 3 points and 6 points. I think this is a game in Lincoln, Nebraska's favorite, in Bloomington, Indiana's favorite right now. And, I think Dylan's the other factor. I mean, if Dylan Raiola, you know, comes out and gets his feet set and makes good throws, Nebraska's offense is pretty hard to stop. I mean, go back to the Illinois first half.
Okay.
I mean, I looked over at the Illinois beat writers I knew, and they were just shaking their head. They're like, this kid's unbelievable. I mean, the throws he made in the first half, it feels like a year ago. It was just so long ago, that Illinois game now. But if he plays at that level, and it's going to be nice conditions, wind's not going to be a big factor. It's not going to be real cold. I mean, I think it's set up for Dylan to be a real factor in this game.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, of course, you will look at the message board all the time for Husker Online, and you know the pulse of the fan base. If Nebraska were to win this game, get to 6-1 and bowl eligible for the first time since 2016, what is the sense of relief in this fan base with five games to go?
Well, I think early break needs to go on the bowl trip is what the first order of business.
We'll go.
First
order.
We're there.
Bill Bush in the bowl game hospitality room with the media.
Yeah, that would be epic. That would be epic.
We agree, Sean.
Hopefully they have one of those frozen margarita machines set up in there. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. We need the early break morning show on the bowl trip.
There's no way we shouldn't do that.
I think we're in, Sean. Count us in.
Thank you, Sean. I agree with that.
All your sponsors, I mean, they're all coming, all the sponsors, everybody.
Bring them.
But, I think just getting over that hurdle would be huge. And then you're just kind of playing with house money down the back stretch. Like, hey, let's see if we can get to 7, let's see if we can get to 8. Yeah. I mean, and you can't chuckle about it because it hasn't happened in a long time at this point. And, you know, you can't run before you walk. You can't walk before you crawl. And Nebraska's taken the steps to get to this point, and they've got an opportunity here Saturday.
Do you think they've cleaned up their special teams, they being Nebraska?
Yeah, the snapper thing, I think, still is an issue, but, you know, a question, I guess, is how I should phrase it. But, you know, that game against Rutgers, I mean, Rutgers was bringing 10 people, and Nebraska was blocking with 8. I'm no genius, but when you block 10 with 8, and Division I athletes are running untouched at the punter at, you know, high speeds, you know, that's part of the issue. I think they've got to recognize some of those things, too, and that's what led to the fake punt call when Rutgers was bringing 10 on Nebraska's 8 blockers, which led to those 2-block punts and then led to the fake punt call. So I think some of it is recognizing those things, and I do believe people will continue to go after Nebraska's punts because you can't score really on their defense, and you got to find ways. I mean, that stat, guys, that Nebraska has not allowed a rushing touchdown. They're the only team in college football that's done that. Mm-hmm. That's no fluke, and we saw that against Illinois.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
With the way they stood up there on the goal line. So teams are going to have to find ways, and they're going to keep going after punts because that is a vulnerability, and Nebraska's got to prove in this game especially that that's not an issue.
Sean, are you buying the company line that Nebraska's running game is not where it needs to be, mostly because they just haven't hit the home run enough? They haven't gotten the explosive play from the running back.
Yeah, it's a baseball offense, and it's a lot of singles. I mean, they're getting a lot of 4 to 5, 6 yard runs.
Yeah,
there are not very many doubles and triples, and there aren't any home runs.
Yeah,
and they've got to find. You know, I'm not asking for 40, 50 yard runs because that's you know there's no Roy Helu back there. But I think you know if they can find more of those 15 to 20 yard runs, that would do wonders for the rest of the offense.
I just think if you're doing that, you're leaning more on probably leaning a little bit more on Ramir and Dowdell. Dowdell's the most explosive back they have. Ramir's the fastest. If that's what you're looking for, I'm playing those guys more.
Yeah, and Mazzucca too. I mean, on the interior, when he was in the first couple games, you know, the runs really popped with him in there and on the offensive line.
Yep.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Thank you very much, guys. We got that bowl trip planned. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Bill Stan.
Thank you, Sean Callahan.
That would be outstanding.
If I looked over and saw Bill standing next to Keith Mann, who will be there, obviously, the tan man, and with a burger and a paper plate,
standing up, eating a burger, just talking media.
He came to a basketball game.
It was a great game.
I sat next to Bill. He came into the media room.
Sid had to walk me down how to get down there. He goes, here's what you do. Here's how you get down there.
So you functioned very well.
I showed up, and then there was a lot of people you said were like, what's Bush doing here?
There's a lot of whispering.
A lot of whispering going on.
Why is Bill Bush
That's here? When I went and got my burger. Sid by Keith Mann Sip.
You fit in very well. I was really impressed by the scene, actually.
And I sat with Jake. Jake Sorensen.
In the extra level.
We weren't media level.
We had to
walk down to talk to Steve because he had his own spot.
We did. Two levels down.
Then
this year, Ben will be there. This will be amazing.
Yeah.
He'll be in the press room. Mm-hmm. We could all be there.
Yeah. It was me, and it was Bill, and it was Eric Strickland in the top row.
Yes.
The top room.
Strick's the one who got me the spot. When you came and found me, Strick goes, hey, he goes, Bill, you look a little disheveled, I guess. I need your help. Strick goes, I got you.
And Strick
went around, and he goes, no, right here. Sit right here. You're safe.
You're safe.
I was in a safe zone. And Strick put me there, and I'm forever grateful.
Safe here.
The greatest players to ever play at Nebraska, NBA player.
Yes.
I mean, unbelievable player. And you know what he worries about? He worried about if I had a place to be safe.
The old man. He was worried about the old man.
Trust me, you're good right here.
Right here. And I'd already had my burger, which was great. And so
then you and Jake talked the whole game.
We did talk. Well, things didn't go real well.
We had nothing else to do.
They hit about 19 threes in the first half, if I remember right.
Yeah, that was
bad. But it got better though because we had the halftime show.
Yes,
the Zoopers. What was it called?
The Superstars.
And that was the most incredible thing we'd ever seen in our lives. Everyone commented on that. The Superstars was the most remarkable thing we've ever seen because someone had to hire them, and we'd like to know.
They got vetted somehow to do that game.
Go on their website.
They just kind of walked around. It was incredible.
It's a high level scam. Yeah. That's what the Superstars are.
Yeah.
They go all over the place to do that. And I think they're like lawyers and like I think it's a scam.
There's guys just lying on the floor.
Lying on the floor, didn't even move.
People didn't even move.
I told you, look at the guy in the purple. I go, he hasn't moved in 3 minutes. He hasn't done anything. And you're saying they're lawyers.
Well, I think
just sat on the floor.
They're like the well to do people that I think are running a scam.
it was an incredible scam. I can't imagine that got over. And right away, it's like, All right.
Let's do this again.
Let's do this again.
Let's run this back next year.
There was nothing redeeming or impressive at all about the superstars.
It hit everyone about halfway through, and it went on forever.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
And then after everyone's kind of realizing what was happening down there, then the laughter started. And there then me and Jake were just losing our minds.
Yes.
And then we left in a snowstorm.
We did.
Big flakes.
It was not a snowstorm.
And then Sipple goes, no, it's real easy. Parking's real easy. Just park. Just park in the garage by the stadium, which I did. There was myself and one other car in the entire place. It was a 26 minute walk to get there because there's no direct line. The 26 minute walk. I had to walk home in a blizzard. All I had was a quarter zip on, and it was like, it was, no, it's real easy. Just park over here.
Why'd you tell him to park so far away?
I knew it was fail safe. I mean. There was
one other car in the building, pretty fail safe. You're right.
Doesn't the bowl game show, our show, have to be done from the bowl site? Is it even a show?
We have to be there.
If all of a sudden Sip's not here, he's at the bowl site, and it's just me and Jake sitting there. And
no, we got
how are
there.
Things going down in Miami, Steve?
We should go.
You know.
Well, I mean, is there anywhere you wouldn't want to? Like, what if it's the Pinstripe Bowl? Do we go?
Wouldn't matter.
We're going to a bowl.
There's never a bowl that you don't go back and just go. That was pretty cool to see. I like that. The bowl we're not tied into, which would be a phenomenal one, would be the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
San Antonio.
Because Riverwalk is incredible.
Right. I don't think there's any shot at that.
No, there's no shot at that. But
all right. This is exciting, though.
We're doing the bowl trip.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we are.
We'll figure that out.
I'll start packing. Ben. Imagine having young Ben with us.
You won't have a class.
Ben will have to get sunscreen.
Ben, I don't think you'll have classes.
Yeah.
It's fall. It's winter break.
Winter break.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You're going.
With us.
You're going. We'll foot the bill. Yeah. Okay. Bill will foot the bill.
Before we get to break, a reminder.
I'm out a couple grand and support Ben.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Bex has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to BexHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's, faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
Oh, I tell you one thing. They're humming right now. I mean, most of it's about done. Most of the harvest, they're on wind down. I'm making a trip out. I'll be driving right by Bex. I'm going out to Cozad for a speaking engagement on Saturday. So I'll be whipping out there and checking out the crop. So I'll be heading down I-80. So I'm kind of pumped about that.
And Bex, the structure's right off the interstate.
Right, you won't miss Trevor.
No.
At that. So Trevor's kind of like, hey, today and tomorrow is his last two meal days, his pulled pork. That's the last 2 days he's out. After that, it's going to be kind of hit and miss. And remember, he's stopping by every time he sees a field, he's whipping in and he's feeding you. He's not worried about whether or not you're Bex or not because he gives.
Okay. Yeah, he's amazing.
That's what Trevor does. That's what Bex does. BexHybrids.com. When we come back, Song of the
Bushels.
Day and the Mailbag next on Early Break.
Oh, I love the Mailbag.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.